Thanks for joining me today, Joe. Recently, you released your fourth album, and it's a bit of a departure from what people have come to know your group as.
Earlier this year, the band put out its fourth album entitled Nothing Here Belongs. It's the first album that features predominantly all original music. Up to this point, the recordings have featured our adaptation of material sort of outside the jazz realm. Everything from West Side Story. To an album of all pop tunes from the 60s through the 90s, reimagined in a jazz context. Our last album was all movie and TV music. And we've been through Buffalo. This will be our third time there, and we're really excited to be bringing the group and especially this body of music there.
So what was your mindset coming into making this most recent album?
After the last one came out, somebody asked me, they're like, oh, what's the theme of the next one going to be? And something about that really just didn't hit me the right way. And I was like, wow, is this coming across as like a kitsch act where everything is like, oh, we're doing these different themes and turning music on its head? So I was going to do an album of all original music, and then that struck me as being a theme. So I thought, you know, I want to make this similar to like a live set where, you know, we're going to have a bunch of original tunes on it, make that be the focus, but still have a handful of covers. So what we did is we kind of broke the album up into three parts. It starts with a Springsteen cover. It has a bunch of original tunes. Then there's a really unusual song from Santo and Johnny that we do, and then a few more originals, and then it closes with the Talking Heads. And I wanted to kind of break it up that way. And the title was a little bit of a play, so it's called Nothing Here Belongs. And I remember once hearing Tom Waits discuss songwriting, and he talked about how no one really writes a song. It's like they find a song. You dig around in the dirt long enough and you'll unearth something. And I really like that idea about art in general, because I don't really think anybody creates anything in a vacuum. It's almost like nothing actually belongs to anyone. It's just the person that was receptive enough to find it and birth it.
It's interesting. One of the things that really stands out when you dig into your discography is the amount of space you use, and your arranging is really quite unique with the sound you're getting out of your trio.
In terms of my arranging sensibility, I've always been really drawn to arranger composers, people like Jimmy Giuffre, Ornette Coleman, these people who were able to get more out of less, especially in the sense of like a Jerry Mulligan, where like pianoless quartets and things like that. So when you have a jazz guitar trio, I think what you're kind of referring to, the typical thing is like, oh, the guitar is going to play the melody, bass is accompanying, nice drum beat behind it, boom, we're done. And it's like head solos head, and that's kind of the form. I was much more concerned with trying to sort of turn the song inside out. Like, how far can you bend it and stretch it, but still make it recognizable? Because a lot of modern jazz arranging, people just kind of slap a bunch of dumb jazz chords on a pop tune, and they say, look at my neat arrangement. And there's nothing about the tune that's left there. So if you can kind of find the kernel of a song, or like, you know, the DNA of it, and really bring that out, I think you can almost go anywhere with it as long as you've really found the essence of the tune.